While I'm not prepared to speak about the potential motive, I can now say with confidence that the evidence in this case does not lead us to believe this was an act of terrorism. I can also tell you that the person we have in custody does have a significant history of interactions with police and healthcare professionals related to mental health.
That is Acting Police Chief Steve Rye of the Vancouver Police Department. And as he mentioned, that man who has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder. This happened after he allegedly drove a car into a crowd at a street festival in Vancouver, Canada over the weekend, killing at least 11 people, including a 5-year-old girl and her parents. According to Mr. Rye, police had conducted a threat assessment ahead of this festival and had partially closed a road on a street behind a school where the bulk of the festivities were taking place. According to reports, the street where that attack happened was largely being used by food trucks, and there were no barriers in place. Immediately, I wanted to talk about this threat assessment and also kind of tie it back to Connecticut and understanding what goes into making sure things like this don't happen here. Joining us now from the University of New Haven is Bobby McDonald, who has been on the show before, a criminal justice lecturer, as well as somebody with a very lengthy background in understanding this. He was formerly a supervisory Secret Service agent and even worked doing assignments with the Presidential, Vice Presidential, and Dignitary Protective Division. So, Bobby, thank you for being here. What stood out to you in this investigation? What got missed?
Well, good morning, Melissa. Always great to be back with you. I think the first thing that jumps out to me is your comment of a moment ago to saying that the road was partially closed. Partially closed means partially open, and allowing an opportunity for somebody with a vehicle here now to cause a lot of damage and cause a lot of death. You know, I think that this type of event is of a small scale or medium scale nature. You know, when we have the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York, for example, that Fifth Avenue parade route is shut down with sanitation trucks and thousands of cops. This seems to be a much smaller event that may not have had vehicles blocking the road. It appears that some of the reporting indicates that some barriers were not in place where they should have been. Look, these type of events, we want to make sure people can get in and out of. If you don't have people coming in and out, you don't have an event. But you also have to maintain a security apparatus around these type of events to avoid situations just like this.
You know, Bobby, I understand certainly when you compare maybe the scale of one event to another, it costs money, right? I mean, when we talk about bringing in barriers and bringing in more law enforcement, it costs more money. But I find those to be, if I've learned anything, soft targets. And I'm recognizing them even when I do small parades, you know, here in Connecticut. I recognize that we'll invest the money in bringing concrete barriers in to shut every side street down along a parade route, especially if we don't have the law enforcement bodies we need to be there. This didn't make sense to me. The fact that there was a lack of concrete barriers there, I mean, we're still talking about an annual festival that's home to 140,000 Canadians of Filipino descent. So there were, you know, many, many people there still. It just felt like this was almost a, you know, it's not going to happen to us scenario. I don't know if you agree, though.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I think the thing we need to remember, too, unfortunately, security costs money. So it's an investment on the protection of that type of an event. You know, when we look back at New Year's Day in New Orleans with the Bourbon Street incident, where you heard a police officer at the press conference say, gee, that type of attack wasn't on our radar. Ridiculous. I mean, they had barriers that were being fixed. That this is where we are right now. And the other thing we have to be careful of, and I heard on your news a moment ago before coming on, of another car incident, I think, in Illinois. Right away, my first question is this a copycat type of situation in that element? So, you know, there's a lot of different things here, a lot of similarities here with the mental health aspect of this to our shooting incidents that are going on around schools and churches and things like that. So, you know, we've really got to get a hold of a lot of different aspects of this incident, whether it's physical security of an event, the mental health of our younger or older people in our community. A lot going on here that we really need to keep talking about and keep it at the forefront of how to solve these type of problems.
Former Supervisory Secret Service agent Bobby McDonald is here, and we're talking about the most recent tragedy that was in Vancouver, Canada, over the weekend, where you had a car attack take place. And, you know, another thing that stands out to me with this case, Bobby, is exactly what you just mentioned before. And it's that we almost have this mentality that, okay, it's only going to happen at events, but whether it was a copycat situation or not, exactly that. We just had a daycare where somebody drove right. erratically into a daycare center, killing four people in Illinois. To me, I just don't know if even the general population, whether it's your place of business, whether it's a school, whether it's wherever your house, I just don't know if we as a general public have really educated ourselves enough or really take seriously is probably the better way of putting it, like threat assessments. And I think part of it is because there's this narrative that if you think about it, you're being depressing, you're dark, you're negative. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as being proactive. I look at it as I can breathe a breath of fresh air when I sit in my home because I've got cameras outside and I've got, you know, I have protections in place. I feel more confident getting into my car because I have a dash cam camera in my car. You know, like I don't look at it as I'm living in a fearful way. I look at it more as I'm living a proactive way because of the world we live in today. Do you think that's missing in today's society a little bit?
Absolutely. The time to be preparing for events is not when events are happening.
Right.
You know, I think I've spoken with you before about when you go to the mall and you always go in the same door. God forbid there's something that goes wrong in the mall the day you're there. You need to know another way to get out. How do you get out of the movie theater? How do you get out of the diner? You don't want to live in fear, but we do have to be prepared for the things that we're seeing happening in and around our society every day. A little bit of proactivity with even some environmental things on how to protect your business, whether it's planters out front. It doesn't have to look like it's a lockdown barrier. There are environmental things that we can do just to mitigate some things that could happen to our place of business or to our home. You've got to be prepared. When something's going on, you've got to be able to take care of your inner circle. If you're at the movie theater and something goes wrong, you've got to take care of your family, get them out of that situation, and get to safety. The cops will come and take care of the situation, but at that immediate moment when something's going wrong, you've got to take care of your immediate family and yourself to get yourself out of harm's way. So you're absolutely right. A little bit of pre-planning, a little bit of proactivity will help negate issues from happening down the road.
Yeah, I think we have to change that narrative. I have to be honest with you, Bobby, even on this show, I have a crime prevention segment that happens every week. And I've had people who call in and say, you think that you're being proactive, but all you're doing is trying to fearmonger. And I'm like, that is a term you're hearing at a political level or you're hearing on mainstream news. And I can't help that. But this is not fearmongering. This is, I would love for you to be able to feel confident going out into the world and shopping and traveling and spending time with your children and preparing your children to know how to do it. It's not taking the ostrich approach. It's not burying your head in the sand. It is what it is, and we only have control over so much. So why not feel as in control as you possibly can? That's what it is. But I think there is a mixed narrative out there.
No, you're absolutely right. And look, these levels of security are a slight inconvenience. You know, when we all go to the amphitheater now for a concert, we're all prepared to go through a metal detector.
Right.
Or we're all prepared to have our bag searched. And you know what? For that 30 seconds or 40 seconds, or if it's 3 minutes, if it's a larger concert, you know what? We have to be ready to do that now. It's what we have to do to provide that level of security. And that same approach has to be taken with all those different things that you're talking about here. You're right. We need to put the rhetoric aside, whether we're talking about proactivity of security of a business or a home, whether we're talking about the gun situation in schools and churches. You know, it's all part and parcel of the same aspect of things. It's just that little bit of proactivity to maintain a safety with our locations, our people, our families, et cetera. So I think we need to put that rhetoric aside in those discussions and be able to have hard talks about topics that people have different feelings on. And that's okay to be able to argue a topic, not with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you could have this conversation with us here on the air. Bobby McDonald, again, with your background as well, formerly a supervisory Secret Service agent and, of course, criminal justice lecturer at UNH. We thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC.